Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the next installment of the Status Bro Show. It's kind of weird to introduce everyone because we're sitting a little out of order tonight, but it doesn't matter. I'll adjust. I'm very adaptable, you know, anything for the show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Our producer, Mr. Ryan Scharfenberg.
Hey, guys.
And I just want to say thank you guys for making it out tonight. And getting the show together was a huge pain in the ass for this particular evening. And at one point tonight, I feel like I wanted to punch everyone in the face who's on the show, including myself and AJ, who's not here.
No, AJ is not here.
Which, that wasn't even a problem I even considered in getting the show together tonight.
Yeah,
no, I didn't even hear from him.
That was straight out of left
field. I just assumed that he would be here.
It was funny because I thought about it because I didn't want to do it. And Ryan kind of didn't want to do it.
I didn't want to do it either.
And I was like, it would be really funny if AJ just bailed. But I was, no way. Like, AJ wouldn't do that. He's on the level.
You know, I thought that same thing. And I would think sometimes that even... I always feel like doing the show. I love this show. I love this. But I understand sometimes other people don't want to do it. You see, the problem is it's hard to shuffle things around now. And this you factor into this one.
Yeah.
We used to be more flexible.
Yeah, we did.
If we didn't do a Wednesday, we could do a Thursday, where a lot of times Thursday is off the table for you.
Right.
And I feel like I'm pretty flexible on doing the show minus other people, but not with you. I can't do the show. I could do a show without Ryan if you didn't have, if you couldn't make it or whatever, like we could adjust. Obviously, we can do it without Andrew. Well, I say obviously, we're only a minute and 45 seconds in. But yeah, I'm fucking positive we can. We did, what, 25 episodes without him?
Right.
Anyway, I can do that, but I got to have... I don't know. Does that make sense to you?
No, yeah, I get it.
It's a co-host thing.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
That's why the couple minutes that you were fucking with the Ustream last week on our Halloween special, it sucked. I didn't like that. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
I thought it was an okay show. Which is funny. I mean, also, Ryan and AJ were naysayers saying, this show sucks. I just thought it was good. Did you listen to it?
I didn't, no.
The blood, no. Sweat, and tears I put into editing that fucking Halloween thing. And you
there were a lot of
that?
Drops. It was cool.
There was.
Yeah.
I liked how anytime someone said Halloween special, I would crack the lightning. I thought that was a cool sound effect. And a couple times when AJ would drop lines that he thought were funny, and I would put like a gasp or a scream in there, like, whoa.
It was a gasp after he called
like,
you a dick.
Why don't you eat
point?
This dick?
Yeah,
like,
right.
I actually awesome. Want to hear this now.
Yeah, you should listen. I feel like it helped liven up the show a little bit.
It was you being a wise ass. It was funny.
Yeah. This originally came up, though, because you were originally didn't want to do it.
Didn't want to do what?
The show this week.
No, I was the first one who was like, this might be a bad idea.
I knew that Ryan didn't want to do it too, but I only knew that from word of mouth. I didn't really specifically talk to him about
right.
it. And
I was the one who said Ryan probably wouldn't do it because he has even more shit than I do this week.
Yeah.
Which, really quick, the reason that is because we both have this film professor. We're in two classes together.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and explain.
The same professor. And this professor, how she does her curriculum, I guess, for all of her classes, she assigns papers and tests. But for some reason, for all of her classes through the semester, she assigns each class, to do a paper and a test all during 1 week in the semester. She does that three times, beginning, middle, and end of the
yep.
semester. So if you have a class with her, your paper and test will be the same week. If you have two classes with her, you have two papers and two tests doing the same week, like I do. Ryan, over here, has three classes with this woman. Three
yes,
papers and three tests this week.
Okay, being that a shitty setup, I will say, for the most part, I can't say to every one of her classes, she is a relatively easy teacher.
Yeah?
I think she's changing, actually.
Now, on the papers, I can't really speak to. She is changing. They're cutting out the online tests.
Yeah.
But for the papers, I don't think she ever grades, really. I mean, maybe she grades a portion of them, but it's mostly TAs that do that, right?
She graded our last
I
one.
I think so.
Because they're all big classes.
How do you know?
Because she said in class that one day you were absent, the TA has been out sick, and she was like, yeah, the TA can't grade them, so I'm going to grade them, which is good and bad. It's good because I'm being lenient with the grades. It's bad because it's me, and I actually know what I'm supposed to be looking for as far as mistakes are concerned. So she graded the last one. This one, I think, is going to be the TA, so I feel a little better about that.
Now, when you two, I mean, well, Zach came to me, talked to me, because he and I, we talk more than I do with anyone else, really, about show concerns, brought this to my attention, and then he said that you were involved in it, too. My first reaction was, shut the fuck up. You guys are being whiny little twats. You're pissing me off. I want to do a show. Like, it's one day a week. Quit being bitches. And then I thought, No, maybe I'm just being an asshole. I am. I'm an evil tyrant all of a sudden. And in my head, I'm like, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to give him the night off and it's cool. Everything's good. So that's what I told Zach. I told you those words. I said, we'll take the night off. Forget it. Like, no problem.
Yeah.
And I wasn't pissed. And then I'm studying for my tests. And Ryan talks to me. And he gives me the possibility that we might be doing the show tonight. And then I get all excited again.
What, now, today now, when now I
I'm
saw
getting,
you?
Yeah, now I'm getting in show mode again because you said that. Now I'm like, yes, we can do this. Because you were not shutting down the possibility.
No.
I was offering you an olive branch and you didn't want it. I was giving you a scapegoat.
Yeah, you did. You did say it first, which I hadn't considered. No? Well, I said yeah, because I didn't consider not doing the show, you know?
Right. Which I like that attitude. That.
Until you said that.
You know? Shouldn't have said that.
And then I was like,
I should have stayed the evil tyrant. I should have been the dick. I should have cracked the whip.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
You bent, though. You bent. You're like, well, maybe we shouldn't do it.
I did bend. And then, I'm trying to get all the events here. I took my test. I went and did the live wire. I came home. And then I started texting. Oh, that's right. That's right. Then I started a group text to both of you guys saying, because right after you walked away, he walked up. Like, almost like a minute.
Really?
Yeah. And then Zach walked up, and I said, hey, I was just talking to Ryan. He says, he's not against doing a show tonight. Maybe we should. And I don't remember what you said.
At which point I was like, that's a bad idea. But slowly during that conversation, I was like, you know, maybe we could. I'm not big on it, but if I do some studying at work, I might be able to, you know, squeeze one out.
I'll back you up. That's pretty much what you said.
Yeah.
And
that's when I started to come around. You said Ryan's on board.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I started texting Ryan. That's when I started getting hot.
Right. Which, ironically, by the time you texted me, I was like, all right, I'm in. Like, I'll do it.
By the way, I'm going to get a fresh beer. Anybody need anything while I'm up? This is an informal show, obviously.
Do you make me a sandwich?
Nick. I hope people actually heard that line.
Yeah. Wait, which one of us is the dick?
I think he was calling me the dick.
Uh-oh. Wait, yeah, we kind of talked at the same exact time.
No, it was just getting
I was calling him a dick.
Gotcha.
He asked me to make him a sandwich.
Yeah, okay.
He said, is there anything?
I do want a sandwich. Was a little shittier. I asked for $1 million.
Scharfenberg makes the sandwiches. I'm just kidding. So let me get into my text transcript here.
See, you bust it out?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
It only makes me look bad.
Gotcha.
Well, most likely. No, no. Okay, hold on. Okay. I did get a little bit of a tick. At one point, apparently, I said to Ryan, either we figure this shit out or I'm doing a show by myself without you, whiny little Conrex.
You said that?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
No, I said, I'm doing a show by myself, then talking about what whiny little cunt rags you all are. That's what I said.
You're such an asshole.
See, now you were totally agreeing with me, and now you think I'm a dick.
Go fuck yourself. Applebee's, Ryan. Fuck this.
Okay, no. I said, Zach's on my nuts to start early. I thought you wanted to start early, too, because we talked about starting early. So then I was in this mode where if we start early, everything will be fine. He says either a little late or a little early. And then he says, you said AJ couldn't do it. But that's besides the point. I said, we'll go early. We'll start without AJ. And then he says, what the fuck? You can't do that. And I'm like, what do you mean I can't do that? Of course I can do that. I'm like, we do that. So I'm like, what? And he says, how are we going to start the show without him? And I was like, I don't understand what's confusing about that. He says, I don't know. It seems like a bad move. So we're meeting at 6. And at this point, now I'm getting kind of irritated.
Why are you getting irritated?
Yeah.
Because he's asking me why we couldn't do it without AJ. Why couldn't we do it without AJ? What difference does it make?
Yeah, good point.
What were you thinking? That, like, AJ is such an integral part of the show that it would absolutely crash and burn without his negativity and constant bashing of our content?
I mean, you made it sound like you weren't even going to say anything to him. Just like...
Oh, well, no, I would have told him. In fact, that was still the plan up until he said he wasn't coming, which we still haven't laid into him yet.
We'll get to that.
So the show, it's all kind of coming about here. I don't. We'll do the show at 6. He says, you're the boss. Boss. Thank you. It just says it'll be a little late. We'll start. I don't know what to do. Maybe we should skip this week. That's what Ryan says. I said, called him cunt rags. And that's what he says. Okay. And then I said, okay, maybe I need to relax a bit. So he says, skip this week, blah, blah, blah. I said, Jesus Christ. And look, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to get to, like, something that's important, but reading a whole text transcript is not...
You called me a cunt rag. It does matter.
Well, I was speaking mostly to him.
Fuck you, cock smoker.
Fuck you.
Okay.
He said, fuck you.
Hold on. I said to him, why can't you just come at the regular time and keep in mind you fucked us up last week, too? And that is kind of true. Is that what pissed you off?
That kind of pissed me off.
Why did that piss you off?
That was the miscommunication.
Okay. Well, why did that piss you off? And that was said in the heat of the moment also. I was upset.
Why? Are you really asking me why that pisses me off?
Yeah.
Read that again.
Why can't you come at the regular time? And keep in mind, you fucked us up last week.
What did I do last week?
Well, first of all, you weren't here on time. And then we had to cart your ass around. And then you were pouty the whole first half.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Remember, I was like, what happened with your car? And you were like, nothing happened. You were clearly pissed.
Dude, think about it. I found out about this about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Before we started the show. I shouldn't have done the show.
Maybe.
To begin with.
Okay, and then...
I should have bailed last
So
week.
That's the one that pissed you off, not me saying it's an hour show one day a week. Because I said that after. Which I think is a good defense. I mean, granted, it is an hour show one day a week.
Well, it's
But we only have to be here like 2 hours.
2 hours. Right, right.
Okay, so which he said, I don't appreciate texts like that. Which I don't know why that...
I don't.
That made me mad. I'm like, what text? What are you talking about? I said, look, if you can't come... Then that's fine, but you can't expect me not to give you shit. That's my job. Would you agree, Zach?
That is not your job.
It's actually all of our jobs.
Yeah, totally.
If it, look, all of your jobs to
if
me.
If you can't show up for a show, it's all of our duty to bust your balls.
We're all going
to
give shit AJ shit.
Are you kidding me?
In about 5 minutes.
First of all, we're probably going to devote a good at least 15 minutes to talking shit about AJ not showing up this week. Plus whatever we give him next week when he is here.
Yeah.
Because we'll give him the chance to defend himself. But in the meantime, we're going to talk shit.
I like your approach.
And then he said, I just think, like you said, you should relax a bit. And then I wanted to punch him in the dick because he's telling me to relax. That's like when a broad tells you, never tell a woman to relax. I'm not calling myself a woman, but I felt that about the show. I'm like, don't tell me to relax. I'm trying to
get this shit together.
I am relaxed. Yeah. And then I'm thinking,
actually,
well,
that's what you said. That's what you texted.
Yeah, I was like,
this is relaxed.
I know. I'm like, I am relaxed. So then I was thinking, yeah, whatever. He did come last week, even though you had to deal with all that shit with your car. So I was like, well, fuck it. If Ryan can't come, then we'll just do the show regular. Zach.
Right.
I mean, Christ. He was the voice of reason on that, and I agree with him.
Well, thanks for coming again.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't have to go. And then he did show up, and I really appreciate that, because of all this shit and this back and forth and this childless arguing and bickering caused a lot by me. And me.
You're right.
Trying
you're
to
right.
steer the ship. And then out of nowhere, like, you guys agree to come. And yeah. This goes on for like hours, this back and forth, like figuring shit out.
No, I said, what did I say next?
Ooh, I don't remember. Where did I leave off?
Yeah, you got to finish the conversation. Okay, you got to read all of our texts out loud. Like,
he said, I think you should relax a bit. Anyways, I'll see you at 7. And that's when I said, are you fucking with me or something? This is
Wait,
calm.
Say that again? Say that? You said that pretty fast.
I said, are you fucking with me or something? This
no,
is
no,
calm.
No, before that.
Anyways, I'll see you at 7. That's what you said. Before that, you said... I just think, like you, I feel like this is forcing me to say like too many times because like is involved in every one of these texts. He says, I just think, like you said, you should relax a little bit. Anyways, I'll see you at 7.
And then what'd you say?
And then I said, are you fucking with me or something? This is calm. Look, take the night off if you need to.
You're a dick.
And I said, damn it. I feel like I was totally nice about this today until you guys gave me a glimmer of hope. We'll roll without you this week. Get your shit done. Bring your A game next week. That's how it ended.
Okay, I didn't like that text, first of all.
What, the last one?
The last one, yeah.
Why not? That was being totally genuine.
It was like 5 orders in 1.
No, Zach, was that a dick text? Well, you ready to read the order again?
No, I told you to take the night off. I mean...
Yeah.
Jeff, I said I'd see you at 7.
I said...
And then you're like, well, just...
We'll roll
without
you this week. Give you... No, that's not what I was trying to say, though. That's the miscommunication. You thought I was saying, like, fuck you, we'll do a show without you, but that's not at all what I was
saying.
That's
why you don't argue over text messages.
Yeah, you're right. And I feel like this is the most Ryan has talked collectively throughout our entire episode. Like, this episode has more of you talking.
You just can't hear me.
Well,
I talk all the time, you just can't hear me.
But this episode, you actually have, like, engaged in discourse rather than, like, chiming in with the occasional when I'll, you know. Usually, you only say something when, like, I'll summon you. Be like, Ryan, what do you think about that? And you'll be like,
You do summon me. Well, I'm summoned quite often.
I got it. Yeah. Speaking of summons, AJ didn't fucking show up, which happened literally 10 minutes before we started the show, just about.
It was funny, because in that conversation we had earlier, right before your test. How'd the test go, by the way?
Mm.
I'm curious.
My test?
Yeah.
My test was pretty good.
Nice.
Not as good as usual, but it was
pretty good. The conversation we had, we were like, maybe we should start a show halfway without AJ and wait for him to come in and then be like, oh yeah, you know, we I don't know, say something funny or clever or some stupid shit, and then he didn't show up.
You know, it is kind of funny, though, that Ryan was saying, oh, it sounded like you were going to do that without even telling him, because in some part of my mind, I was kind of thinking that. I forgot you and I had that discussion earlier in the day. We said, we won't tell AJ, just have him walk in. We'll say, hey, you always bitch that we're not ready, so we just haven't started this week.
And you're always pissed that we're not done by the time you need to get home.
You
so
say you show
it.
Up ready to work and you want to leave early, this is the perfect solution.
Problem solved.
You can drop in for 15 minutes, hang out on the show, and then go home.
You always say that the first half blows, now you don't have to be there for
that. Another good point.
Problem solved.
Which is funny that I said he bitches about the first half, because that's not true. AJ bitches about both halves. He says the first half sucks. Either before or during the break. And then during the second half, we'll make at least one comment that the show in its entirety sucks. I know we did that last week.
Yeah.
So did you, man. You were like, this show's terrible.
This game sucked. And then he really followed that with, are we really running over with this shit?
Who said that, AJ?
Yeah.
You mean he was like, are we really running over with this shit?
What do you think the odds are he's actually going to listen to this one because he's not on it?
Pretty good.
Probably pretty good. I bet he would listen to this
pretty
one.
Pretty good odds.
Well, I'm not the host, but everything should be my decision.
Maybe you should watch the Ustream to also
act. Am I being a dick doing the AJ impersonation, or do you guys like that?
I bet he's not even watching the Ustream.
Oh, no.
He should.
Why would I watch the Ustream? I'm not even there.
Yeah.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
You know that sounds a little bit like him. Come on, don't be pussies.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're not wrong.
You've both said it off the air.
It
I'm throwing you under the
though,
bus.
Because you have, you've had...
throwing you both under the bus, because I know you like it.
You do lots of impersonations, right? Impressions.
Yeah.
As you will, and you've done it of a couple of our past cast members, people who've been on the show.
Yeah.
You've done it to AJ. I've asked you if you have one for me, and you're like, no, of course, no, I don't have one for you.
You don't do anything distinct.
That's gotta be bullshit.
I do have a request, though.
You don't. I can't. Do what?
Can you do the fish scale impression?
What's that?
The fish scale guy?
The fish scale guy?
From episode
13. Oh, Loogie? He was like, dude, let's get the fish.
Oh, God.
Why do people like that?
I thought we got fucking rid of that.
I have to get that guy
that's
in.
That's awesome, man.
You guys have to hear what this guy actually like sounds
it.
Like, man.
God, I heard it for like 9 fucking
You guys
episodes.
Want me to come in and hang out with the dudes?
There's no way he sounds like that.
Yes, it is.
No.
The status... He'll totally come in and you guys will be like, I can't believe there's a human that actually talks like that.
Yeah.
No, AJ's impression isn't nearly as goofy as that shit. AJ's impression has to involve like a lot of pauses and sighs, because that's what he does.
He does sigh on occasion.
He sighs all the time.
Yeah, he does. You're not wrong.
And we have free reign to talk shit about him this week because he's not here.
That's true.
And he probably won't even listen.
He's not here to defend himself. It's like when you, way early on when we started, like episode like 3, when you called Sajak out because he wouldn't come on the show.
Yeah, I kind of ranted about him a bit.
Yeah, and then the next episode he was here.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, but let's also not forget the fact that since then he said about 12 times that he was coming in and then didn't show up again.
Yeah,
so,
good point.
For every 18 times he says no, we might actually get a half hour out of him.
You're not wrong.
But that's why I just never expect for him to be here anymore. Where those first couple shows, I would actually announce, like, next week we're going to have Sajak here.
Talking shit about somebody behind their back on the air is more of, this is kind of like a rain dance for assholes.
I like
the Status Pro show.
I almost felt for a while that every show I wanted to close like that and just say, next week we're going to have Matt Sajak in here. And he just never actually shows up.
Maybe you should.
Just tease it every week and never have him actually.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty funny, yeah.
I think this is the fastest 19 minutes of the show we've ever done.
Moving along.
It is moving along. I did actually have an agenda of stuff to do. There another thing pisses me off. A lot of things have been pissing me off today. I talked to Cameron. He said he couldn't really hear Scharfenberg in the second half during the game thing. I don't really care about that because, first of all, his levels were fine for last week.
I heard him.
In my opinion, they're better than they've ever been. And that was the first time I heard him complain about it. And I'm thinking, if you couldn't hear him that week, then how did you ever hear him before?
Because he just never knew he was there. Thought we had a fake producer.
But he said, and a couple other people, they had this argument, something to consider. People always have thoughts and opinions about... Stop laughing.
I'm sorry, he's laughing.
I'm fucking around. What are you guys even laughing about still?
The fake producer thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were doing the levels check, and your chair was empty, and Zach and I were saying that same thing. Like, well, we're pretty much doing an air check with Ryan right now.
Well, if Andrew's listening to the Ustream, I'm sure he's walking his ass off right now.
Yeah.
Waka.
But people always want to give you their opinion on the show with any one of your crafts.
Yeah.
This will happen throughout your professional career, I guarantee you, especially in this business. Like, if people find out you're into filmmaking, then they're going to be like, dude, the camera work on The Usual Suspects during this scene was terrible, acting like that's your fault. You know, like, they always have some kind of opinion to tell you about filmmaking. Like, you should do this or do that or next time. I don't know.
When
my brother was, like, a comedian, everyone would throw in all the time, like, you should do a bit about this or that. But nobody ever really knows what the fuck they're talking about. They love to give their opinion.
No, the classic one with film is they start talking about fucking movies, and inevitably they name a movie that you haven't seen, and then they give you that. You haven't seen that movie?
Oh, my God.
It's
oh,
like, shut the dude. Fuck up. Like,
no, even the most dedicated of cinephiles, there'll be classic films that you've never seen just because there's so many fucking movies.
Just happens, yeah. You know how many fucking movies there are in the world?
I've never seen Schindler's List from beginning to end.
I own it on DVD.
Oh, my God. You never seen it.
Punch him in the dick.
There it is. Yeah. Well, with radio, these two guys were saying, if you just jumped in on your show at any moment, you may not be able to follow along with what's going on because you guys have so many inside clicks involving your characters. And that made me want to punch someone in the face because that's the same with any radio show you ever tune into, if it's even remotely real.
Yeah.
It takes hours of listening before you can even match a voice with a character.
Right.
You have to dedicate time to learn who these people are. Unless it's like some mega douchey type, like morning show announcer has like a goofy voice. Kind of like Bo and Jim. I think I consider them like totally that way. A very douchey, you can immediately identify who everyone is because they're like textbook same characters all the time.
Yeah.
Where with a show that's actually even somewhat real, even the Kid Craddock show, you'd have to listen to it for a while to know who everyone was and know things about them. So I found that argument to be that pissed me off.
It's like if you met somebody and they said their name once, then 5 minutes in the conversation, they're like, "Hey, what's my name?" You'd be like, "I don't fucking remember." Like, shit.
Well, I'm actually really good with names, but I'm weird that way.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I used to be really good with names. Like in college, totally lost that shit.
Yeah, you meet a lot of people.
You meet a lot of people.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people may blame that on that. Oh, well, it's because you have a bunch of your friends on the show, and it's because we know you that we're able to decipher these different people. But the truth is, the only guy who's really even known me very long is fucking AJ.
Yeah.
You and I basically met through school. You and I are almost professional partners before we were even friends.
It's true.
Same with Scharfenberg.
Yep.
We all worked together on school projects and whatnot. I haven't known you guys that long. Plus, our two most dedicated listeners, which would be Cameron and my brother, have never even met you guys.
No.
So I think that's argument. It's bullshit. And that's meant specifically for Cameron and Heineck, if you guys are listening. I just wanted to say that.
We should set up some kind of like live chat thing. We should try that sometime.
I thought we were doing that today.
Well, I thought we were too.
Oh, you're just waiting for somebody to message us?
I guess she's doing homework or something. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, we have Ustream. It's live. I think we have a decent enough mic that you can actually hear us now.
You should be able to. I've been talking loud as fuck this week.
What the hell's John doing? What time is it over there? It's like 2 hours behind, right?
Yeah, it'd be about 5:45 almost.
What's he doing?
I don't know. Why, you want him to call in the second half?
No, I'm just saying you should tune in and hit us up on Twitter or some shit. He can legitimately participate in the show.
He's been wanting to call in. He really wanted to call in to do an impression of. He like wants to compete with me for impressions.
Over the phone?
Yeah, but I told him that'll never, ever work.
No.
Nobody will be able to hear
it. I think it'd be funny as hell, but I don't think over the phone it would work.
So he said, like, over Thanksgiving, I'll come in to the show and we'll do it. But I don't know that I want John in here that much.
I don't know if I'm going to be here, then.
John pisses me off. Okay, what about
John pisses me off.
Yeah, he does. He would piss me off. Plus, we sound alike, which confuses people a lot. He's been able, almost any girlfriend I ever had can pick up my phone and fool them for at least a couple minutes.
That's fucking terrible.
It's the things he says that That's always hilarious. Throws them, never the sound of his actual voice. But eventually, like, they'll realize, Kevin wouldn't say that. So.
It's like when your buddy's girlfriend texts you, and then you say something stupid, and then they get in shit.
Yeah,
and you kind of feel bad, but it's like it's really not my fault. Like that was your responsibility.
I agree.
It's
fine. So I don't. We could have him in sometime. What do you think? I don't know.
Maybe I don't know if I'm gonna be here. But thanks.
Do you want to guess?
What about Christmas?
Definitely won't be here for Christmas.
Not any of them for Christmas, because John will be here for my graduation. That's on the 14th, dude.
I'm gonna be in Michigan for a week during Christmas.
You should still be here on the 14th then.
Maybe.
John will be here for a long time. What are you saying, Ryan?
Do you want guests?
Would you want? You want to bring
would
me a
like,
guest?
Would you like to get guests on?
Yes. Talk, Mike. Look at me. Aim your mouth towards the microphone. There you go. Yeah. Somebody gets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got used to that. It's nice.
I like this.
Yeah. Should pick you up fine. Well, you got something for me? You know, booking guests is part of your job. Bring me up.
Well, I got a couple people.
What do you got?
I don't know.
I think we should have a chicken here if you have one. We haven't had a hen in the rooster house in a long time. In fact,
I like that expression.
Thank you. I feel like a lot of people don't use that expression. I like
the hen in the rooster house.
Yeah. Gotcha. I want to say the last female that was even in here during the show was Ashlyn.
Huh.
And that was the tasing episode, which was like episode 12.
Shit, you might be right. But did my girlfriend come in before or after that?
Maybe she came in after that.
I don't know.
I don't remember. Hmm. Either way, when your girlfriend came in, it was part of the old regime. The old crew.
You're right.
Before the fall of the old regime.
The old regime.
Which, I mean, by yeah, falling, like, no one was overthrown. I mean, you know, Zach and I still sit at the top, but we had to do a little spring cleaning, so to speak.
Christ.
Now, ooh, hey, your fucking girlfriend just said something. I just got a notification.
No shit.
Yeah.
From where?
Facebook. It popped up on my page's notification, so she's communicating through the show's page.
What'd she say?
Well, I don't know. I'm pulling it up right now. I still have a stuff that I added to stuff we need to get to this week that's not involving people getting pissed off about people showing up or static among the cast members. But let me see. She said, I enjoy that expression too, actually. What expression? Oh, Hen in the Rooster House.
Hen in the Rooster House.
Nice.
See, I'm telling you.
Hey, thanks.
This kind of
you
works.
You really can hear us.
In a way, yeah. It's not perfect. It's a little delayed, but I mean.
Hey, Christine, can you hear Scharfenberg? If you can, give us a message. I'm serious. I want to know. Dude, if you can hear Scharfenberg for the Ustream, that means that that mic's working really well. You know what I never thought of, though?
What?
Dude, I think that XLR cable is long enough where we could just set the mic on the fucking table.
Maybe we could.
Maybe. We'll try it during the break.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's a really long XLR cable.
Yeah.
I think it's like six or 8 feet.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Something else I might do is push the laptop back so you can see us all instead of just you.
Well, no, we don't need to see you guys. That's fine.
Right, that's fucking stupid.
As long as I'm camera ready in here every week, then yeah, we're right. Fine, all right?
75% of our cast, fucking dumb.
All we want is this.
Yeah. Who's we, you?
No, I'm fucking around. I would like to have everybody be visible.
Yeah.
Except Andrew when he's here. I don't like him. But everyone else people would like to see, I think.
Not this week, anyway.
Yeah, no. You were, by the way, you were fuming before we started about Andrew this week. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I was
really hoping you were going to open up and like really let it out on the show, man.
You know, Ryan might not come, and I was like, if Ryan doesn't fucking go, I'm out. Like, yeah. Fuck this noise. We have the same test tomorrow. We have to study for the same shit.
But then you told me that if he was out, you'd still come.
Yeah, and then like,
you caved, which like, we've all everyone's been caving today, I feel like.
Yeah.
Everyone's been compromising.
We've always said, like, if somebody couldn't be on the show 1 week, the producer would be the first one. Because they're not meant to talk that much anyway.
The producer is almost in place for that purpose.
Right. Which is fine.
I mean, it's a purpose. Not our only purpose is to get rid of you if you need
to. You managed to get me on board, and then him on board, which is a huge fucking feat.
Yep.
And then 10 goddamn minutes before you roll, Andrew fucking bails.
Yeah, like everything's sorted, well, I mean, and then Andrew disappears.
He didn't get us on board. I mean, we do this every week.
Yeah, I know. Board. No, I'm not.
I was ready to be off board.
I'm not questioning your dedication.
Take a shore leave, as far as the ship is concerned.
But, even though you guys had a lot of shit to do this week, you still can work around that. I mean, everybody knows this is coming. It's not a surprise. You know, we do it at the same time. And one of the things of the old regime that everyone bitched about was, we need to have a fixed time every week we do the show. And
which we did.
My thought back then was, that's not possible. Everyone has too much shit going on. But I feel like in the last couple of months, we actually did that. We made a fixed time. We've done it the same time every week.
This month? This
basically, yeah.
Since the new regime.
Well, yeah.
Minus even the Kyle time, because everything was hectic as fuck back then.
Right.
By the way, my computer went into sleep. Is it still picking us up?
I think
it doesn't matter. Wait, leave it. We're about to go to break anyway.
Look, there's a couple reasons for that. I have, what, 2 night classes this semester? One of them's on Thursday. We used to do it on Thursday. Now it's on Wednesday, which is cool. It's nice, though, because I'm signed up for classes next semester. I'm pretty sure Wednesday and Thursday I'm free. So maybe we can start doing a Thursday show again.
All right.
Maybe.
Yeah, hey, we got a listener.
Do we really?
Thank you, Muhammad.
Muhammad?
Hey.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, buddy. I'm not going to lie. I like the Wednesday show.
Thank you, Muhammad.
Which, it doesn't make sense for me to even like the Wednesday show, considering I have to be on the air at 9 a.m. the next morning. But I like Wednesday. I don't know. The middle of the week thing works for me. Where Friday would be a better day. I don't have class till 11.
Would you really want to do it every Friday, though?
No, I mean Thursday night would work better because I don't have class till 11 on Friday.
Right.
But
you have class till 11 on Friday?
No, I have class at 11 on Friday.
11 at night.
A.M.
Like, what's the fucking problem?
I'm saying Thursday.
Oh, I gotcha.
Does
I'm
work
stupid.
Better.
Sorry.
It's just for some reason I like Wednesday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. On that note, we're going to take a break. We have a lot more stuff to get to when we get back. I want to talk some email stuff. I also want to talk to you guys about porn.com. You may be wondering what that is. I will tell you when we get back from the break. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back on the Status Bro Show.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to the Status Bro. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to the Status Bro Show. I'm not sure if it just picked Zach up there.
It probably did.
You know what? It's all right. It's fine. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
And our producer, sitting in for AJ this week, who didn't show up.
What's up?
I hope that was conveyed during the first half, the amount of shit that went into actually collaborating, getting everyone to come in for a show tonight, and then out of nowhere, I mean, it is kind of funny. I think everybody's over it.
I do now. Genuinely hope he's watching the Ustream.
He's not watching the Ustream. Is he watching the Ustream? Maybe he's watching the Ustream.
No way of knowing.
Not like we really gave him that much shit.
I think we did.
Nah, we'll save it.
I think we should have him do something really shitty next week.
Like what?
I don't know. Like,
I can't think of anything.
I was thinking like get a Hellburger making meat. I know he's done it before, but like
yeah,
it still
that he would
sucks.
Do. Plus, you were just talking during the break about shows that we recorded and then lost. There was that first half where you guys, was it you and AJ at the Hellburger? And then we lost, or Kyle and AJ at the Hellburger.
That was funny.
Was it Kyle and AJ?
Yeah, it's Kyle and AJ.
Kyle and AJ,
the Hellburger. And then we lost that first half and it was gone. And they were both just sweating with their faces red and they were just pissed off. And it was funny.
Yeah. It's a bummer when that happens.
It's funny in retrospect.
It is funny in retrospect. The technology was a little fucked up back then, though. We didn't have everything ironed out.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So, when we switched things over, was AJ here from the very beginning?
I think, yeah, the first one we started, AJ was here.
I didn't realize that. So, oh yeah, Kyle left, and then Ryan came in. Wow. But there was one show we did with just the three of us, right? You, AJ, and I?
Yeah.
Okay.
How'd that go?
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Got our caller. My brother's going to call in just for shits.
Yeah. Tell him to watch the Ustream right now.
Yeah, I'll tell him that over the phone because I don't want to try to explain it right now while we're doing the show. All right, I'll just say, call my number now. All right. And if you remember, before we went to break, I said we had tons of stuff to get to in the second half.
Right.
Jam-packed. That was a lie. I did want to talk about porn.com, though. I don't know why. What made me think of that? Remember what made me think of that. I may have been surfing casually some porn on the internet.
Of course.
And I remember back in the day, the extreme lengths I would have to go to try to find porn. Because for a while, our computer was restricted, you know, to 18 and older sites where... Oh, sorry, brother. We'll talk about porn.com later. But how did somebody actually lock down that domain name, porn.com? I want to go to it and see what it is. Hello? Are you done? All right. Stop. All right, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know, Doucher. I haven't been listening to the show thus far, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Right now. You should turn on Ustream. You can hear everything we're talking about.
I don't know how to use that shit.
It's just a link. You click it.
Yeah, you just click it, and it goes to it.
And last guy, Zach, couldn't even figure out how to make the audio going.
No, that was a long... Dude, the audio's been working for a while. I think it was only one show that the audio didn't work for.
Yeah.
I think I'll just let you guys go this round because I don't know what you guys are talking about.
All right, look, go to the Ustream, try it out, and then call us back if you have something to talk about.
All right. How do I use the Ustream for the...
Just go to our Facebook page and click on the link that Zach posted, right?
Yeah, or Twitter.
Or Twitter.
All right, anyways, I think you guys are a hoot. I love the show. I'm so glad you got rid of that fart girl. And that other dude.
Dude.
I'm glad you got rid of fart girl and serial killer from Aruba.
That was a reference to the Vandersloot guy. Anyway, yeah. I got it. AJ is not here this week, by the way.
Well, that's a shame because your show's going to suffer. I thought I just heard him in the background.
No, you didn't. He's not here. It's just Zach and Ryan and me.
Yeah.
I'm not here to bust Kevin's balls and try to usurp his position as host.
All right, man, check out the Ustream. Call us back if you have something you want to talk about. All right, we'll talk to you later. Scathing commentary on AJ, my brother, and past cast members.
Oh, man.
Well, porn.com, I guess.
Yeah, so you've never actually been to porn.com?
No, I did back when I didn't really know anything about the internet. It was my first time having unlimited access. My sister, she went to a private school, and they had to have laptops for school. So I would wait till like 2 in the morning and like sneak in and like steal her laptop and go in my room because she had unrestricted access to the internet. And then I remember thinking, I want to look for some porn, but I have no idea what to search for. So I went to porn.com. And I don't remember what it was. And I don't know what it is now.
It's forgettable?
Yeah, and I bet if you went to it now, it just looked like any other porn site.
That's the weird thing. You'd think
porn.com should be like the pinnacle of porn sites.
That should be, like, if you Google porn, that should be the first hit, and you can find literally anything you want.
It should be the Google of porn.
Yeah, porn.com.
Does anybody want to go to porn.com and see what happens? Like, just check it out?
Yeah,
I'll
do it.
I was going to say, I'll do it from my iPad. I don't care. I'll open an incognito window.
Go ahead.
Nice Google plug there. I can even throw it up on the TV if you guys all want to see it.
So you use Google Chrome on your iPad?
Only for porn.
Wait, what's incognito?
They offer, like, when you open another... Here, I'll show you. Say you have Google open, and you want a tab that you just click on this thing to open a new tab and hit open incognito tab. And it doesn't save any cookies or history or anything like that.
Nothing.
And it doesn't remember anything you type in. It's the best. So God forbid somebody see that I went to
porn.com.
Pretty
much made exclusively for porn.
And then you'd be like, this guy looks at porn and you went to porn.com? Who goes to porn.com?
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
And it's great because in my... tech support travels on occasion. Wow, my sister's calling.
Dude, it does. It just looks like any other porn site. Hey, answer it.
No.
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
Why?
He's got the phone forever. Horn.
Yeah, I got the phone horn.
No.
All right. You know, she's been on once before, by the way.
She has been on before. And you made her crack about her being hot or something.
Yeah, so?
I don't know if I should thank you or punch you in the dick for that.
It just looks like any other tube site, you know what I mean? It's just... Yeah.
It's a shame is what it is. It's a goddamn crime.
Pornhub? I mean, porn... I automatically associate another name with it.
Oh.
No, porn.com should be a badass site, but it's not. Well,
one of our listeners says it's shittier than Pornhub.
It does look pretty bad. Who said that?
What do you think?
How do you know? I don't like that dynamic, by the way.
What do you not like?
The person who's messaging us is always your girlfriend... And
tell your brother to get on.
But you know it's her. It's like Zach did little remarks, like looked into the camera, like does little cutesy things.
I know the remarks, you do stupid shit, and now I can show the world.
Can't do that. By the way, why'd you delete our email, you dickwipe?
Why did I delete our email? I deleted our email because last week I started adding us to podcast directories, something that is basically a way to get your podcasts out on the internet more.
I understand the motive and merit of that.
Right. And so a lot of them was like, well, give us your email, you know, so we can email you if you get into the directory. And I was like, all right, great. And some of them, they don't even ask you. It's just like, you're in, you're fine.
Yeah.
A couple of them did. So I gave it to them. And I got an email back. And I was like, all right, cool. So I went to check the email. And it's filled with just random fucking emails from your friends and shit. And I was like, what the fuck is this? All of them are red. None of them are unread. You've seen each and every one. You know what everyone says, and none of them you want to talk... Well, a few of them you want to talk about in the air, but other than that, not really. Wow.
Zach is wrong here.
Very mature and professional.
Because when it comes to messages we have from listeners, you could narrow it down to, like, 15 emails. But I still want to be able to access those emails. Like, I want to see our old emails.
You can go on the...
All the junk stuff is so-and-so is following you on Twitter, or... Gmail, like, wanted it as a survey to ask what you think of there. I mean, you could easily just archive all of that stuff. You have to blow away our entire archive of emails for the whole history of the show.
Look, I do.
I went in there and there was no email. There was one email, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
What did that email say?
It was something about the whatever, the new medium.
Right, the new medium.
Yeah, so, right. Of course, that's an important email. It doesn't mean the others have to go.
Take this time to tell our listeners that we're now available on Player FM.
Yeah, why don't you tell them a little something about that?
Player FM is a podcast app for all mobile phones, including Android, which we haven't been able to get on before.
It's for all mobile phones?
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Right, so you can download us on Android now and listen to us. Also, Player FM has all our shows on their website in a convenient web player. So you can just go to it, click it, play, and there we are.
That is very convenient. I've had a lot of people say...
You don't have to download the show anymore.
Right. People don't like to have to deal with the podcast app.
Right.
So now you can completely bypass that.
Yeah.
You know what? That is really awesome. Come on, let's give Zach... Thanks. Seriously, yeah. Dude. For
I feel like that's something I should have done.
Production advancement. It's all right. I didn't know about it or anything. You thought of it. You know.
It's fine. So, yeah, I deleted all the emails. And then, look, the emails are all in trash. You can go restore them all. You can get them all back. They're not gone.
I didn't mean to make a big deal out of it, but I would like those to still be in there, available.
Okay, well, I'll restore the listener ones.
Like the one from Dick Goes In You after our first show, after we restructured. It was like, the show is... He just said it right. I think he did say something about, like, your new crew is a disaster or some shit. And that dude can obviously eat shit, considering I think we've had some awesome shows since then. I think almost all of our shows have been awesome.
Right.
It was a little bit weird when we had the technical problems and we had Kyle in here. Kyle was good to have around, but as a co-host, he didn't really chime in that much.
He was great because he did whatever we said.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was funny.
He would do anything.
Exactly.
When I was talking about somebody joking around, slapping a mousetrap on their erection, I'm pretty sure Kyle would do it.
Yeah, he probably would.
I bet we could talk him into it.
He was going to get tased in the nut.
He was about to tase a nut.
I wonder which one would have done, left or right.
Our former cast member stopped him.
Who? Who stopped him?
God, you said that in the most pleading
Corey
way.
Corey and Melissa. Seriously, like they stopped both it from happening. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, didn't they?
I stopped him too.
Oh, no, it was Zach and Melissa.
I'm going to own that one because you were thinking about snapping a mousetrap on your cock and AJ stopped you.
I wasn't really going to snap, well.
Maybe. Yeah, so next time you're picking fucking friends based on who stops you from doing stupid shit.
On what we just
remember,
said.
I'm not the only one.
My brother says, I agree. All your shows since Old Crew have been 10 times better.
I like this.
Yeah, I like this too.
Yeah, now you're on board.
No, this is cool. I got a Facebook message also or something.
It's probably from...
You check it.
My significant other.
I like this interactivity.
It's kind of cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
It's also the first time in a long time we did a three-man show.
Yeah, we haven't done a three-man show in a while.
I don't even remember. We did a show once with just me, Corey, and Melissa. What the fuck was that like? I don't remember anything about that. We did a show without you once. Talked about
Kyle
that.
Kyle was there.
Was Kyle?
It was like episode like 7 or something.
Oh, yeah. Kyle was there.
Yeah, it was the first show where you guys ran it. Well, it was the only show where you guys ran an hour and a half.
That's not the one where I was a dick to Corey, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
And I remember
were there for that. That's right.
Because I remember I was listening to it and you were like, you know what, we're going to, like, it ended and I was like, all right, it's good. And then it popped as like, all right, we're going to run 90 minutes. And I was like, no, what are you fucking doing? Oh, we did. Christ.
That is true. We did do that. I think that's the only 90-minute episode.
The only 90-minute episode. Ever since, you were like, fuck 90-minute episodes.
We've come close.
Yeah. Last week was an hour 15.
Oh, we got it more. I like this stuff going on. If Kevin gets a message, the Ustream freaks out. Just a warning.
Weird.
Maybe you should close the browser on the computer. That has to be it, right? I'm not saying you have to do it right now.
No, I got it.
I meant for future reference, but if it's a problem with the Ustream, it has to be on my PC. Because PCs suck. That was meant for you, man.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
you said that... who can honestly say the MacBooks suck?
I didn't say the MacBook sucks. I said Apple sucks.
But you have an iPhone.
I do. It was $50 at the time.
Do you want to buy my 4 for $50?
Yes.
All right. I will definitely sell it to you for $50.
All right.
Sweet.
You have a new one?
Yeah.
Why?
Latest
and greatest?
Yeah, I don't know. It's my time. It's like I'm due for an upgrade. What, you think I should just keep the same phone?
If you can only upgrade by letter and number, which one would you go with for Apple?
Number.
Because every 6 months they do number followed by letter followed by number.
The number is cooler.
Having the number is supposed to be the full upgrade.
Well, how it works...
The new look, though, is always what... That's a big thing with Apple, is that everything looks so sexy.
The number, typically, like, they change the case, make the screen bigger, shit like that. The letter is, like, all technical shit. It's all stuff under that you don't see.
Yep.
Yeah. So, typically, if you're going to upgrade with one, you get kind of both with the number.
This is a very nerdy conversation, but I don't care. I would say, though, the only time Apple ever did that with the letter, like something about the appearance change, is with the fingerprint thing.
You're right. Which is weird, by the way.
But that was still hardware.
I feel like if you're an AT&T or Verizon and you're due for an upgrade and it's $200 for a 5S or $200 for or $100 for a 5, I read a lot of consumer reviews that people say it feels like you're paying $100 for a fingerprint scanner.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's worth it. But I think I've never had the newest phone and I'm going to have it for 2 years, so I think I might get the 5S.
Yeah, please do. I desperately need a 4.
And well, that's definitely happening. I will absolutely sell you my 4. For sure. And I'll wipe it clean first, too. I'll have them wipe it all out.
Awesome.
Yeah. I don't, you know, I got probably got some weird stuff in there.
I understand.
You know. And you're going to want it that way anyway because it's only 16 gigs, so.
It's fine.
It's completely full right now. That's why I haven't even upgraded to the new operating system.
Shit.
So, yeah, I'll have it wiped out. What's up, Zach?
Fuck you.
Why don't you tell me about yourself?
You looked at your iPad, looked at the fucking... You looked at the computer, and then you looked at me and said, sup, Zach? I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, I've been talking a mile a minute. Why don't we check in with
you? You don't have anything, because you're making me sound like an asshole. That's what's going to happen right now.
No, you can just talk to me. Personal life stuff. What's going on besides your testing?
I asked a couple guys at work. They think
it's your girlfriend again. Keep going.
Drinking piss. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
They think that drinking piss might be worse than a mushroom stamp to the forehead when you're passed out.
I don't think there's any way that's possible.
How do you figure?
Now, let me explain to our audience. Both of these have happened within the extended group of our friends. One friend got super hammered and was coerced into drinking what he thought was beer, but it was a collection of 7 guys' piss. And one of our friends was shroom stamped just once, slapped on the forehead while he was asleep. Now, which one is worse? I would
say the piss. Easily. That's gross.
Dude, I feel like the piss is worse.
Then having a dude's cock on your face?
Yeah, but you're passed out.
7 different people piss.
You're a victim versus 7
guys. That was
guys
an exaggeration.
Piss.
I think it was only 4 guys.
Still, 4 dudes.
But dude, I couldn't look at myself in the mirror knowing that there was a cock slapping me in the face.
4 guys piss.
A cock.
It was in your mouth.
A cock on my face.
What? Okay, it's like one of your friends.
That's like my most secretive places.
Whips out his dick and just like smacks you around with it while you're passed out. He probably puts it on your forehead for like a second.
That is horrible to me. That is horrifying.
Plus, you could accuse him of being gay for the rest of his life.
Of course that guy's
she
more
said
gay.
Piss. She said piss is worse.
No way.
I'm just... Ryan, you know, back me up?
It's piss, yeah. That's gross. You're drinking it into your body.
It's probably just like a sip.
Still...
I'm taking the piss.
It's bad. It's terrible.
If you guys want to do a show 1 week and tie me down with barbed wire and pour a shot of piss and somebody whips their dick out and say you have a choice, I'm drinking the piss. For sure. That piss is gone, dude. I'll savor the flavor to avoid having to wear a cock.
I'm glad I'm not alone on this. Last time we talked about it, because Andrew's totally on board with you. He's like, I'd rather drink the piss. I was like, yeah, well, you drank the piss. So I can see why you would think that.
Would you rather have a dude...
There's two kinds of people in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather have a dude gingerly smack his cock once on your lips or have to tongue kiss a dude?
How long is it? So our tongues touch and then we're done?
Yeah, as long as it's like an actual kiss. It's not like you just stick your tongue out and like... No, it has to be like a lip-to-lip tongue connection.
I think I'd rather tongue kiss a dude.
Oh my God, that... It's so horrendously, creepily
you,
gay.
You're the one who was like, I don't want his dick on my face.
No, I think I'm doing that too. Yeah. I just hate the thought of it.
God, don't tell me you take a dick to the lips.
No, a cock on the lips. Come on. Okay, so you're saying that you'd rather drink the piss than have a cock on your lips?
Maybe.
You're
I'm
asleep.
On the fence with that one. You can be it's one thing.
You can be asleep.
If you're asleep?
Ah, dude, I don't know.
Hey, by the way,
I might take the piss in that case.
Your girlfriend says that her brother has the fingerprint thing, and he likes
on
the 5.
iPhone.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, so maybe
I hear
it,
like it's just weird.
Then I get a new phone for $50.
I was really skeptical, so but I heard 50. It worked really well. So, or it was just like you just touch it, boom, it works.
It is kind of cool, but maybe you're just paying for one like a tiny
but
gimmick.
Some dude figured out like the first day because it scans your fingerprint first and then sets it. He set it to his cock. So you can actually do that.
That's pretty sweet. On that note, let's get back to gay chicken.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call it. I kind of ripped that line off from Stern, but it's like, how gay you'll go, like, before turning away. You know, it's like chicken. Like, driving two cars, like, going into each other. Chicken. Gay chicken.
Jesus.
Like, you're going head-on. Which is more gay? You got a cock smacking your lips, you got tongue-kissing a dude.
That's pretty clever.
Tongue-kissing a dude is pretty, like...
I'm gonna go tongue-kissing a dude.
It's almost, like, intimate, though. It's, like, so creepy.
We already did fucked in the ass or suck off a guy to complete, right?
Yeah, and I chose fucked in the ass.
I think I did, too.
What would you choose, Ryan?
I'm just going to stay out of this one.
No, no, you're not.
No.
I guess that makes him the gay chicken.
While he mulls it over.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Because they both had to be to completion, right?
No, I think... Well, yeah, I think they did.
Because if you're getting fucked in the ass, technically for it to go to completion, you don't have to do anything. I can just be like, ah, fuck. But if you're giving someone oral, you have to actually put in an effort.
Dude, they're both horrible.
Yeah, they're both horrible. That's why it's a good gay chicken.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
Talk louder for one, and then decide what you do about the gay chicken.
Oh.
Just pick one.
What's the first option?
Okay. Get fucked up. I feel like this is so cut and dry. I don't know why I'm having to re-explain it. There aren't really any fine parameters to this, except for the completion.
I'll take the first option.
Fucked in the ass?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So everybody agrees on that. Which, when you think about it, that sounds so much horrible. More horrible on paper, but when you get into like the thought, mental process of it, most people I think would rather blow a dude. Right. I mean, get fucked in the ass and have to blow a dude. The blow a dude is the worst possible concept, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm skeptical about these would you rather because I don't know how good they are in terms of quality. I'm afraid you're going to shut me down, but I'll throw this one out. Would you rather have to yank a dude off? By yank, I mean just grab his cock and jerk a couple times.
Oh, not...
Let's say five times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And then like five pumps?
Yeah, five pumps. There you go.
Okay.
Or have a dude lick your dick. Let's go with that.
Ooh, dude, that's a really fucking hard one. Because either way, you're gay as fuck, right? Well, I mean, same with the oral and the ass fuck, but at least, like, you can be a victim on one of them. I guess you can be a victim on the licking thing. Like, just be like, oh, God. But you're going to actually have to put in an effort to do a couple pumps. That requires motion on your part. I don't know.
That's a tough one.
I'm going with the tongue, letting the dude tongue my balls. That's what it was, right? Tongue and balls?
No, he licks the length of your shaft.
Oh, the length, slowly. Like, from the bottom to the top yeah. Type thing? Oh, that's so bad. Can I switch it from the top to the bottom? Because that might sway my decision. Because that's not like what a broad would do.
Yeah, but then his head gets closer to your torso. You're not comfortable with that.
Either way, it's...
At least one, he's moving away from the, you know.
I'm still probably doing that than the jerking thing.
Yeah, I might too. Well, what if it was just you had to get a firm grasp on his dick and then let go? No pumps, no pumping.
Then I'm probably doing that.
Yeah?
Yeah. That I can recover from easier.
It's the jerking motion.
Think about the horror that could cause where I'm probably never going to have to do anything like that again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in a sexual situation, nothing would remind me of it. Where, say, like, the next time you're getting a BJ, the girl starts, like, licks you from the bottom to the top. And you're just thinking, like, oh, God. Like, all you can think about is the time that a dude did that. That could cause a sexual hangup where I feel like just grabbing a dick. Nah, you're probably
right.
You may, I mean, there may be a little bit of, for a while it may bother you, but you'll get over it. Yeah. I don't know that I could get over the licking of the shaft thing.
You got a good one?
No, you guys never decided on that one.
Oh, I decided I'd go with
the licking.
Yeah,
first option.
Okay, wait, you go with the licking as opposed to just grabbing?
Oh, it's just grabbing. Yeah, just grab.
Okay,
I'm with you on that one.
No, that was particularly weird.
First option, man.
Yeah.
Would you rather kiss a dude on the neck or his ass cheek?
Neck.
I might go ass cheek. That's I feel like this. That's is just way a, more that's mild just an asinine bit where ones. Going on the neck is like way more creepy.
This is like way more mild.
It is, but it's equally weird to think about.
Yeah, but neck is...
It's simple. It's simplicity is the beauty of it, right?
Neck is, like, firm. Ass is going to be like, there's a cushion. You got to get in there, you know?
Well, I don't know. When you're bent over, like, there's not a lot of...
He's bent over?
That's the way I pictured it.
Oh, God. That smells horrible. I go with the neck.
The smell is the deciding factor there? Yeah. Oh, the neck is so gay. I can't imagine... Ryan, why don't you come up with one? He's never going to come up with one. Come up with one for next show.
I'm not that creative.
You don't. It's just something that comes up. You just think about it when you're talking, you know? All right. I got one.
Do you?
Yeah. Would you rather stick your nose in a dude's taint or a dude's ass crack? You're just talking about smell. It made How me think long? Of it.
The time limit on this?
One Mississippi. That's it.
Oh, God. They're both, like, equally bad.
But the nuts are so close to your face if you're doing the taint.
Yeah, no, you're touching nut at that point. Ah, shit. Ryan?
Is this before or after a shower?
Does it matter? Either way, it's going to blow.
I'm going to say after a shower for the sake of the bit, obviously. Yeah. They're both going to not be pleasant smelling.
What would you go with?
Probably the asshole. I'd probably go with But dude, I don't know. Look at my knowing that I put my nose in an asshole. I didn't even go with like an oral scenario because I don't even want to perform analingus on a chick. I don't want my mouth or nose anywhere near anyone's ass.
Jesus.
Would you ever eat out a chick's asshole? Have you done that?
Yeah, I would.
You would, but you haven't done it?
Nah.
Never even come close?
I'll come close. What?
Has your girlfriend ever come close to licking your asshole?
Talking to John or?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, no? Never?
Nah.
No. Ryan, you ever gotten close to any oral ass play?
No.
Ever any ass play, period?
No.
You never banged a chick in the ass?
Maybe once.
Sleeveless?
What do you mean maybe?
Yeah, there should be no maybe about this.
You knew.
That's like, did you have sex once, maybe?
Did it count?
Yeah. Everybody knows this.
Okay, she started crying after it didn't count.
If it was like a, wrong hole thing, then it doesn't count either. Because there's times when you accidentally, like, you get enthusiastic and you hit the wrong spot on accident. Every girl has that noise they'll make. It's different for every chick. We'll be like, you're not like, oh, that's the wrong spot. There's always, like, an immediate reaction, like, nope, that's not it. If I ever did that and then it turned out it actually was the ass, you just didn't see anything, I may not even know. I don't know.
You'd figure it out.
I'm sure I'd figure it out.
Like, this is awesome. Wait.
No, I don't know. So did you bang a chick in the ass or not?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah? Mm. Maybe? Was it a chick you were dating?
Yes.
Were you wearing a hat?
No, what's the point?
I don't know. Maybe it's more sanitary? Yeah. That's somewhere that's not friendly to a dick. I know that. What, nobody has anything to say?
No, sorry, I'm thinking of gay chicken. Sorry.
What? I like talking about the ass play conversation.
Yeah, sorry. I was distracted.
Did you guys ever do anal?
Yeah, no. Yes
See, why
no.
did you have to think about it?
Because I'm trying to think of what counts.
What the? Where is this gray area you guys are talking about?
If you don't finish, does it count?
Yes, of course it counts.
Then yes.
Oh, dude, if you... I feel so creepy saying this. If there was penetration, it counts.
Then yeah.
Yeah, well, I did a lot of times. I brought this up before. Everybody knows. I dated a girl that was into that, but I never liked it. I just find it gross. I prefer...
I thought you said you did it with her a bunch.
I did.
And I thought you said it was awesome.
I never said it was awesome. You can check the replay. Awesome. No, I didn't.
Why do people say that? Fucking Andrew said that too. Check the replay. No, Andrew didn't say it. Kyle said
you
that.
You can easily go check back the and replay. Find when I'd be I like, said
you,
that.
You can't check the
no,
replay.
No, I never said that was awesome. I
prefer In life, there's no replay here.
I will always prefer the first input. Always.
First input?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Technically, it's a second input, I thought.
No, the mouth is the second input.
Really? I was set the other way.
Nature intended, I mean, as far as inputs goes, those are the two that are made for each
Let's
other.
Let's not talk about what nature intends on this show, all right?
That is a fact. The dick was meant to go into a vagina. That's the way we were created. The dick wasn't meant to go in a mouth or an ass. So the vagina is the first input.
So what's two and three?
Second is oral. That's like a common term. People refer to the anus as the third input. You never heard that before?
No.
Like, you guys ever did the third, you know, you ever put it in the third input? You never heard that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, it's, I know, we can debate the oral slash vagina for first place, but I know for a fact that the anal is the third input.
You're right.
Oh, I'm glad it cleared that up for you. You're talking so quiet. We shouldn't have smoked weed during the break. And our message has stopped. What the fuck?
No, you shouldn't have.
I
didn't.
Yeah, but what difference did it make for me? I mean, this guy got quiet. I didn't get quiet.
Yeah, good point.
But what happened to our messages? I have like one more minute left on the show. I was hoping somebody was going to call or weigh in. We were talking about lots of good, gross stuff.
I don't know.
Are we going to use this show? That'd be funny if I got you guys to show tonight. Even
then you'd be the cunt rag.
That's not funny. Yeah, yeah, but you know I'd never do that.
You're right. That's never happened before.
You were contemplating a gay chicken thing. Did you come up with anything? Come on, one last gay chicken. We'll do it really quick.
I got half of one.
Power round.
How about I'll come up with one and then you come up with the other. How's that work?
Okay, I usually can play off of something you say.
Alright, so you have a dude put his dick so far back in your throat that you chook.
Okay.
Or...
what? Oh, or he puts his shrimp, just the shrimp tip in your butthole.
Oh my god.
That's like what I was thinking while you were talking about it. That's why I didn't know you actually wanted me to like finish the sentence. But once you said it, I was like, oh yeah, dude, I'm ready for that. Real quick, what do you choose? Shit.
You were thinking about it.
Yeah, well, I wanted to say it. Like, as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, dude, I got a good counter offer for that. What would you pick?
Shroom tip.
Shroom tip.
Yeah. I gotta agree there.
Yeah. On that note, we'll go ahead and call it. I'm your host, Kevin Eveling, joined with...
Zach Youngblood-Lewis.
And our producer...
Ryan.
Say it like you mean it.
Ryan.
Ryan what?
I don't have a last name.
God damn, every time. Why do I go to this guy? All right, we'll see you next week on the Status Bro Show.